With today's top stories, I'm Tonata Kadila. Germany has committed 43 million euros, that's about 876 million Namibia dollars, to Namibia to support renewable energy development, technical and vocational training, sustainable urban development, as well as natural resource management. The funding, according to the Namibia Press Agency, aligns with NDP6 and the goal to increase electricity access to 70% by 2030. Both governments say the support will advance the energy transition and strengthen national skills development. The Walvis Bay Municipality has launched Ovakalimo, an online platform that permits residents to report issues directly to the council. The tool, which is part of the EU-supported Erongo Good Governance Project, aims to support transparency, accountability and citizen participation. The municipality's spokesperson, Anita Kahiva, has more.
This would make it just a one-stop place where if you come across anything that looks out of sight, that is either vandalized or broken, you can report it to the municipality. Just take a picture of it. You go into your browser. You go to ovakalimo.org, and then you just choose a category, and then your matter will then be sent directly to the relevant department. So then you can also check up on your report to see whether it's attended to, whether it's in the process of being attended to, or whether it has been resolved. So we are really just enabling our residents, just a dedication to the people of Walvis Bay, and to make it easier for them to report any matters and to enhance service delivery from the municipality.
South Africa's information regulator has ordered the country's revenue service to release former President Jacob Zuma's tax records for 2010 through to the period of 2018. The decision follows a Promotion of Access to Information Act investigation, with the regulator saying South African law does not allow absolute secrecy, especially where wrongdoing is suspected. Three African countries will face United Kingdom visa bans if they don't take back illegal migrants. Persons from Namibia, Angola, and the Democratic Republic of Congo will face tighter restrictions if their governments don't cooperate with London. The plans are part of the UK's tougher rules on refugees, which are being announced on Monday in an effort to reduce illegal immigration. Conservative Shadow Home Secretary Chris Phillips says the move will not work, with the UK still part of the European Convention on Human Rights.
They're a combination of a few small steps in the right direction and a handful of gimmicks. If they really wanted to fix the illegal migration crisis, the government would follow our advice, follow our plans, come out of the ECHR completely.
Find all these stories and much more on our website, featuremedianews.com.na. Feature Media News, independent, accurate and on time.